It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento Rivercats. It's game three of a six-game series. The Rainiers are running hot. They've won three in a row and six of their last seven games overall. Tacoma has pulled out of last place in the Western Division. In fact, they are in fourth, a game and a half ahead of fifth-place Sacramento. This is the team they've passed to move out of the cellar. And the Rainiers are now only nine games out of first place. That's the closest they have been in nearly a month. So Tacoma starting to pick things up here in the month of June. And this is a team, Sacramento, that they have played very well against so far this season, winning six of the eight games that they have played head-to-head. On the mound for the Rainiers today, right-hander Connor Wade. Wade is 1-2 with a 5.59 ERA. He makes his seventh start today. He'll be opposed by Sacramento's Anthony DeSclafani. DeSclafani is a major leaguer on a rehab assignment coming back from an ankle injury. He was one of the Giants' top starting pitchers last year. This year he's barely pitched at all due to the problematic ankle. But this is his second rehab start for Sacramento. He went three innings in his first start, and Rivercats manager Dave Brundage is hoping he goes four or five innings here today. So, tough customer on the mound. Anthony DeSclafani on the hill for Sacramento. The Rainiers going with Connor Wade. Well, the Rainiers had some kind of a gem on the hill from their starting pitcher last night. We'll take a look back at last night's game when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sacramento Rivercats tonight here at Cheney Stadium. They've had great starting pitching in this series, and yesterday was just unbelievable. Darren McCacken had one of the best starts of his pitching career, pitching 7 1/3 no-hit innings. He had the no-hit bid broken up with one out in the eighth inning when Sacramento's Eson Diaz doubled to the gap in right center. But McCacken was in prime form yesterday. He was perfect for 5 2/3, finally walked a man, and then with one out in the eighth, allowed a hit. He had 11 strikeouts, a new career high for McCacken. He's also won his last four starts. McCacken now tied for second in the league and wins with five on the season. So just a gem tossed by McCacken yesterday, and the Rainiers beat Sacramento 4-1. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First, for the visiting Sacramento River Cats, who have a record of 24 wins and 38 losses. They're the Giants' AAA club managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off is designated hitter Steven Duggar. Batting second, the right fielder Elliot Ramos. Hitting third is shortstop Donovan Walton. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman David Villar. Batting fifth and playing third base is Jason Vossler. Michael Papirski hits sixth. He does the catching. Isan Diaz hits seventh. He plays second base. Batting eighth, the left fielder Ka'ai Tom. And hitting ninth, center fielder Bryce Johnson. On the mound, Anthony DeSclafani. No record and a zero ERA in three innings in the PCL this year. Well, Tacoma is 25-36 on the season. The Mariners' AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field, is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the right fielder Justin Upton. Hitting third, designated hitter Jared Kelnick returns to the lineup. In the cleanup spot, playing first base is Kevin Padlow. Batting fifth, third baseman Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth and playing left field is Marcus Wilson. Joe Odom hits seventh. He does the catching. Batting eighth, second baseman Alex Blandino. And hitting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Connor Wade. Wade is 1-2 with a 5.59 ERA. Our umpires tonight behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Tyler Jones. At first base is Matthew Bates, and over at third it's the crew chief Brock Ballou. Tacoma and Sacramento in game three of this six-game series. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start here on this Thursday night in Tacoma. Sun coming down on the diamond at the moment as Connor Wade throws the first pitch of the game, and it's grounded to the right side and fielded by Padlo. Flips it to Wade covering first. One pitch, one out. Steven Duggar grounds out to the first baseman. So that was quick. One away in the top of the first inning, and now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. 65 degrees, our game time temperature. Little, if no wind. The flag almost still on its pole in center field. Lights are on here, but as noted, the sun is coming down on the diamond at the start of this one. So now the pitch to Elliot Ramos is in there for a strike, 0-1. Ramos hitting 214 with six homers and 192 at-bats, 626 OPS. Pitch is grounded down the first baseline, fair ball. And that's going to be a base hit for Ramos. He's trying to stretch it. Upton picks it up and sends it into the cutoff man. It's a double for Elliot Ramos with one out at the top of the first. Grounder right inside the first base bag to the opposite field for Elliot Ramos. And he is in scoring position. And now Donovan Walton is the batter. Connor Wade throws a lot of cutters in the 85 to 90 mile per hour range. And he is going to work around the strike zone. Very good control. Wade is set and ready to work on Donovan Walton. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Wade, right-hander from Scottsdale, Arizona, checks the runner at second base, and his 1-0 pitch is taken outside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-0. So two balls, no strikes, the count to Donovan Walton. And now the next pitch, and nope. The umpire called a pitch clock violation on Wade. So that's ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Donovan Walton. Walton, the former Rainier and Mariner, now with Sacramento. Just optioned to AAA by the Giants after spending a stint in the big leagues with San Francisco. 3-0 pitch misses ball four. Walton draws a four-pitch walk. He heads down to first base. So Sacramento has two on with one out at the top of the first inning. And their cleanup hitter, David Villar, coming to the plate. Villar leads the league in homers with 16 of them. He's batting .282. And second in the league with 47 runs batted in. And he's a AAA rookie as well. Villar looks towards Connor Wade, who's going to try to get an infield grounder here. Here's his pitch, and it is taken at the knees for a strike. 0-1 the count. 89-mile-per-hour fastball from Wade. So 0-1 the count. And now the pitch is popped up high in the sky to shallow right. Upton coming in, a late break, but he gets there and makes the catch. And that is the second out of the inning. Upton had a little trouble gauging the depth of that right away, but he recovered and came charging in and made the play. So two down, and now Jason Vossler is the batter. Vossler hitting in the five spot for Sacramento, hitting 198 in 28 games with three homers. And the pitch from Wade is a fastball call to strike. Two on, two out in the top of the first inning. In each of the first two games of this series, Sacramento did not score until the eighth inning. 0-1 pitch is fouled back there. Strike two to Vossler. And Wade's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is just a little bit off the plate for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, the 1-2. Fastball misses. Two balls, two strikes. Wade working with Joe Odom behind the plate today. The Raiders with the infield shifted. Three infielders on the right side. Padlo, Blandino, and McCoy all on the right side. And third baseman Eric Mejia, the only man on the left side of the diamond. Outfield is Marcus Wilson in left, Forrest Wall in center, and Justin Upton in right. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Vossler. Wade now is ready. And his pitch is ball three. Full count, 3-2. That means the runners will be off with the pitch. Ramos from second and Walton from first. Three-two pitch is swung on and popped up foul. Padlo over for a look in foul territory on the first base side, but this is well out of play in the seats. So the count remains 3-2. Now Wade. Is ready. Three-two pitch with the runners going, and it's grounded up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit, and Ramos is around third. He will score with ease. Going all the way to third is Walton. It's a two-out RBI single for Jason Vossler, and Sacramento is on the board at the top of the first inning. They lead 1-0. Vossler just to. Hitting a solid grounder through the middle of the diamond to bring in the run on the full count pitch. And now Michael Papirski will be the batter. Wade, in his last start, faced Round Rock, allowed 10 hits and 4 runs in 5 innings. He's allowed 4 or more runs in 4 of his last 5 outings. And he throws a strike to Papirski, 0-1 the count. Wade did have his best start of the season against this team, Sacramento. On May 20th at Sacramento, he pitched 6 shutout innings of 2-hit ball against the River Cats. His next pitch is outside to Papirski. Counts even, 1-1. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Late break for second by the runner. Vossler, and he beats the throw from Odom there. A stolen base for Jason Vossler. And now he's in scoring position. But Wade's ahead of the count on Papirski. 1-2. Wade ready now. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit foul to the screen. Still 1-2. Game 3 of 6 between the Red Ears and the San Francisco Giants AAA club, the Sacramento River Cats. Here's the 1-2 on its way. And the pitch misses for a ball, and the count's even. 2-2. Next pitch, fouled away again by Papirski, and he's hanging in there. Wade trying to get out of this jam with just the 1-run scoring. 2-2 to Papirski. Now the pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. The shortstop's playing over there. McCoy, he fields it and throws out Papirski at first base, ending the top of the first inning. But the Rainiers for the first time in this series, allow Sacramento to score first. The Rivercats get one run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here is coming to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Sacramento scored one in the top of the first, and the Right Ears will send Forrest Wall, Justin Upton, and Jared Kelnick to the plate in the bottom of the first against the rehabbing right-hander Anthony DeSclafani. DeSclafani, 31-year-old, now he's 32, he's from Freehold, New Jersey. Been in the major leagues for over 7 years, but this year he's been on the San Francisco Giants injured list since late April, not with an arm problem, but with an ankle injury. Last pitched in the big leagues April 21st against the Mets. Well, Forrest Wall stands in. DeSclafani's pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. DeSclafani had just a huge season last year for San Francisco, 13-7 with a 3.17 ERA as his next pitch is inside for a ball. And the count is now 1-1 on Wall, who's hitting .231 with a .329 on base percentage. DeSclafani had career highs in wins and best ERA of his career last year. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Wall. And it's in there for a strike. So obviously San Francisco's missing him. He started 31 games for the Giants last year, and the team went 21-10 in games that he started. 1-2 to Forrest Wall, and the pitch is taken down low, and the count's even now, 2-2. Wall reached base twice in last night's game, drawing a couple of walks. DeSclafani into his wind, and the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. DeSclafani pitched three innings in a rehab start 5 days ago against Reno. Allowed three hits, no runs in that game. It didn't walk anyone. 2-2 pitch wrapped on the ground. Left side backhand pickup by the shortstop, Walton, and his throw to first is too late. It is Forrest Wall reaching on an infield single to get things started to the bottom of the first. He just turned on the jets, raced down to first base, and beat this throw from Donovan Walton. And the Red Ears have the leadoff man aboard. And Wall will see if he can get a jump over there at first base. He's second in the league in stolen bases, 21 steals this year in 28 attempts, a 75% success rate for Wall. Justin Upton stands in, and the pitch from DeSclafani is taken for a ball inside, 1-0. Upton Had a couple hits yesterday, starting to make solid contact on a more regular basis these last few games. Now the 1-0, the runner goes, pitch is outside, throw to second is not in time. The ball gets away from the second baseman Diaz, but Walton backs up the play. Forrest Wall steals second base, his 22nd steal of the season. So Wall now in scoring position, and Upton's ahead of the count, 2-0. DeSclafani out of the University of Florida in Gainesville with his 2-0 pitch, and it is 3 to Upton, 3-0. So 3-0 the count to Justin Upton. And the pitch is swung on and yanked down the third baseline. Foul, says the third base umpire Brock Ballou, who was jumping out of the way to avoid being hit by the ball, which was scorched down the third baseline, just barely foul, apparently. So 3-1 to Upton. And here's the pitch. And it is taken for 4. So Upton heads down to first base. The Red Deers have 2 on with nobody out for Jared Kelnick, who is back in the lineup. Kelnick missed a couple games with a mild hamstring issue. He last played Saturday against Round Rock, so he missed Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 3 games. Pitch to Kelnick is a swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is low for a ball. 1-1. Jared Kelnick batting .304 in 22 games for Tacoma with 6 homers, 15 runs batted in. DeSclafani is set. And the pitch is taken down low. 2-1. Now the 2-1 on its way. And that's down and in, 3. So Kelnick is way out ahead of the count, 3-1. Great speed at second and Forrest Wall. Upton aboard at first. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it is swung on and grounded foul onto the first base side here at Cheney Stadium, and the count goes 3-2. Now, the next pitch is high, 4, and Kelnick will head down to first base, having drawn a walk on a full count pitch. Upton takes second, Wall is at third. The Red Deers have the bases loaded with nobody out for Kevin Padlow. And Anthony DeSclafani, who did not walk anyone in his last rehab start, has walked 2 in the first inning today. Kevin Padlow, the batter. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, a 90-mile-per-hour fastball there, strike one. Padlow rejoined the Raiders on Tuesday, got in the lineup for the first time yesterday, and promptly had two hits, including a homer against his former team. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and yanked into left field, a base hit, scoring his wall. Here comes Upton. He's headed to the plate. The throw is offline. Upton scores. It's a two-run single for Kevin Padlow, and the Raiders take a 2-1 lead at the bottom of the first inning. So Padlow singles sharply through the left side of the diamond and drives in a couple of runs. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Padlow with his eighth and ninth runs batted in for Tacoma this year. Had 16 runs batted in while playing for Sacramento. Well, Michael Papirski went out to talk to his pitcher for a little bit, as DeSclafani has not recorded an out yet. Here's Eric Mejia with two on and no one out. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Mejia hitting .245, seven homers, 29 runs batted in. Went 0 for 4 in last night's contest. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play on the third base side. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is coming. And it is popped up foul, third base side, giving chase is Vossler, but this is out of play. And towards the very near end of the party decks here on the third base side at Cheney Stadium. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is a called strike three on the inside edge, and Mejia is the first out at the bottom of the first inning. So one man is gone. DeSclafani had a fastball that was running in on Mejia and then cut back towards the plate and went over for a called strike. So now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson left his last game when he was hit by a pitch on Tuesday. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 coming from DeSclafani, and it is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side, and right at the dugout and reaching in and making the catch is David Villar. Very nicely done by the Sacramento first baseman, and Wilson is the second out of the inning. Nice play here by the first baseman getting to the dugout, reaching over the railing and gloving that with his teammates getting out of the way. So two down, and now Joe Odom is the seventh man to come to the plate at the bottom of the first for Tacoma. Two runs are in. Rainiers lead 2-1. They've got Kalnick at second and Padlow at first. And the pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and looped towards second and caught by the second baseman Diaz. Odom is retired, and that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the first inning. Two-run score for Tacoma on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Sacramento 1.
It's so stinky.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the second inning here in Tacoma. Right here's lead 2-1 over the River Cats. Isan Diaz leading things off for Sacramento against right-hander Connor Wade, and the pitch is fouled straight into the ground. That is strike one to Diaz. So each team got on the board in the first inning. Sacramento getting one run on the two-out RBI single by Vossler. The right here's getting a two-run single from Padlo. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two to Diaz. A lot of shifting for the right ears. Three infielders on the right side for Isan Diaz, and the pitch is outside. One and two. He broke up the no-hitter with one out in the eighth yesterday. And it was a well-struck ball to right center for the first hit of the game for Sacramento. Now a swing and a grounder to first. That's fielded by Padlo, and he'll take it to the base himself for the out. And Diaz is retired. One away at the top of the second inning. And now Kai Tom will be the batter. It was fun getting a legit no-hit bid last night. Hadn't had that in a while. I don't think we talked about it during the game, but there wasn't really a chance for McCacken to do it himself pitch count-wise. If the Rainiers were going to throw a no-hitter yesterday, as here's a foul back by Tom, it almost certainly would have been a combined no-hitter. I think if McCacken had navigated the eighth inning, he would have been at about 125, 130 pitches at that point if he had gotten two more outs to get through that inning. So here's a foul back, and I think they would have had to go to the pen. But still, combined no-hitter or not, we haven't had a no-hitter here in 20 years, 21 years since the John Halama perfect game in 2001. Oh, 2 pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 delivery. Fouled out of play. Still 1-2 to Kai Tom. Now a swing and a foul back again. Tom hanging in there. Tom's the guy who interrupted the perfect game, which McCacken had going for 5 2/3 innings. And then Tom walked with two outs in the sixth. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes. Connor Wade gets his first strikeout of the evening, fanning Tom. Two away in the top of the second inning, and now Bryce Johnson will be the batter. Johnson hitting 300 on the dot. Switch hitter bats left, takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Johnson, a speedy runner in the number nine spot in the order. 0-1 pitch from Wade is taken high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the next pitch down low. Two and two the count. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Now the payoff is lined into right, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Bryce Johnson. He has a two-out single to right field. Hit number three for the Rivercats this evening. And the lineup turns over, and Stephen Duggar will be the batter. Sacramento has now matched their hit total from last night's game. They ended up getting three hits yesterday, all in the last two innings. Pitch to Duggar is taken outside. Breaking for second is Johnson. The throw from Odom is not in time, and Bryce Johnson has his 17th steal of the year. He went first move there and put himself in scoring position. Bryce Johnson ranks fourth in the league in stolen bases. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul back. Counts even, 1-1. So Wade looking in for the sign. One ball, one strike to Duggar. And now time called by Duggar. Pitch clock turned off when Duggar's at the plate because he's a major leaguer on rehab. And the same rule applies, this is much more important, to Sacramento starter DeSclafani. So the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. As long as DeSclafani's in the game for Sacramento, there will be no pitch clock because the major leaguers don't have to deal with that. Now the next pitch fouled away, and it is still 1-2 to Stephen Duggar. Now the pitch is bounced to the right side and fielded at second base by Blandino, and he throws out Duggar at first, wrapping up the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Tacoma 2, Sacramento 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer.
Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Tacoma. The Red Ears leading Sacramento by a score of 2-1. Alex Blandino, Mason McCoy, and Forrest Wall to bat this inning against right-hander Anthony DeSclafani. Red Ears scored two in the first against him. Walks played a big part in it. An infield single and two walks loaded the bases before Padlo hit the two-run single to left. Here's the pitch to Blandino, and he fouls it away. There's strike one. Blandino leading off this inning. He's played in 22 games since joining the Red Ears. His batting average is .174, but he draws a lot of walks, and his on-base percentage is .333. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul back. And he's been getting hits a little more frequently lately, including yesterday when he went 1-for-2 with a double and walked twice. No balls, two strikes to Blandino. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. Now the next pitch, outside, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Swung on and fouled back, still two balls, two strikes. Blandino typically sees a lot of pitches. Here comes the 2-2, and it is down low, ball three. Full count, 3-2. DeSclafani gets the signals. And the payoff pitch is in tight, ball four, and Blandino draws the walk. He heads down to first base with a leadoff walk. Third walk issued by DeSclafani. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy hitting .250 with a .326 on base percentage. He shows bunt, pushes it on the first base side. This might work. It's fielded by VR. Toss it to DeSclafani, and McCoy beats him to the bag. He is safe. It's a bunt single for Mason McCoy. Blandino takes second, and Tacoma has two on with no one out. So Mason McCoy just beat DeSclafani to the bag. Two on, no one out. Lineup turns over. Here's Forrest Wall. Rainiers have been pressuring all game. They have two runs on the board, and they've hit only one ball out of the infield. And that was Padlo's two-run single in the first. The pitch to Wall. He shows bunt. Bunts at third base side. DeSclafani has it. Throws to first. Throws it past the first baseman and down the right field line. Blandino scores. McCoy goes to third. Wall ends up at second base. And the Red Ears lead it 3-1. DeSclafani shouldn't have made the throw. He didn't have a chance to get the speedy Forrest Wall. He fielded this bunt and should have just ate it. Easy to say now, but he thought he could get him, and he had no chance. And threw wildly past David Villar. It's a bunt single for Forrest Wall. And then everyone moves up an extra base on the throwing error by the pitcher. No RBI on the play with a run officially scoring on the air. Here's Justin Upton with two men in scoring position and no one out, and Sacramento brings the infield in. And the pitch to Upton is taken outside for a ball. A slider from DeSclafani. Upton walked and scored last inning. Now the 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. And it is a called strike, 2-1. Next pitch is swung on and lined towards center, but right at Steven Duggar, who makes the catch. Tagging at third is McCoy. He's going to score. Tagging at second is Wall. He advances to third. It's a sacrifice fly for Justin Upton, and he drives in Tacoba's fourth run of the night. So Upton picks up the RBI with a fly ball into the outfield, gets the job done. And now Jared Kelnick will hit with a runner at third and one out, and Sacramento is going to continue to play the infield in. Kelnick walked in the first inning. Here's the pitch from DeSclafani, and it is a breaking ball down and in. Curveball there from DeSclafani. Yeah, the 1-0 is up high, and coming out of his crouch was the catcher, Papirski. He thought about rifling a pickoff throw down to third, but decided not to. Two balls, no strikes to Kelnick. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Now DeSclafani with the 2-1 pitch on its way to Kelnick, and it's a swing and a foul, 2-2. DeSclafani was originally drafted by Toronto in 2011 out of the University of Florida. And then he's been traded a couple times in his career, including once when he was very early in his professional career. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Kelnick for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for DeSclafani, who got Kelnick to chase a pitch down below the zone. And now Kevin Padlo is the batter. Padlo hit the two-run single in the first. DeSclafani was just one season into his pro career when he got traded by the Blue Jays to the Marlins after a successful season in A-ball. Padlo drives one deep center field. Duggar to the deep part of the park, and he makes the catch next to the 425-foot sign in the deepest part of Cheney Stadium. And that is the final out of the inning. Padlo gave that ball a ride. Would have been a homer in several PCL parks, but not this one. Right here, settle for two runs in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs on two hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning of play. It's Tecoba 4, Sacramento 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We head to the third inning. It is Tecoba 4, Sacramento 1. And Connor Wade is on the mound with some run support as he starts the third inning, and his pitch to Elliot Ramos is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. And now a swing and a hot one hopper pulled to the shortstop, McCoy, who fields it and throws out Ramos at first base, and one man is out in the third inning. Ramos retired, and now Donovan Walton is the batter. Walton walked in the first. Well, we've got StatCast to the ballpark this year, and that flyout that Kevin Padlo hit for the final out in the bottom of the second inning was, it traveled an estimated distance of 416 feet to center field. And that is a home run most places. Series of swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Distance wise, it would have been a home run in Sacramento. I don't. It might have gone off the fence in Sacramento because of the height. I don't know. Hard to say. Now the 0-2 pitch to Walton is a swing and a foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Padlo has changed positions. He is now at third base. Justin Upton's come out of the game. As here's one that makes the count 1-2 to Walton. Upton's out of the game. Mejia is in right field. Padlo at third base. And Zach Green is in at first base in Upton's spot in the order. 1-2 to Walton. Swung on and bounced to the left side. Padlo has it. And the third baseman throws to first for the out. And two men are gone in the top of the third inning. So two away, and now David VR is the batter. And then first baseman, David VR. Here's the pitch to Villard. It is inside for a ball. Now the pitch is low and away for a ball. So two balls, no strikes to Villar. Wade trying to pitch his first three up, three down inning of the night. And the 2-0 pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the first baseline. Green giving chase, as is Mejia, into foul ground. Mejia makes a running catch in foul territory down the right field line here at Cheney Stadium. And that is the final out in the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. Easy inning for Connor Wade, setting down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tecoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
No way. Is it really you? You're the one who bundled their home, auto, RV, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? Hold on, let me grab my friends. Hey guys, check it out. It's the one who saved the money.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with a 4-1 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. Eric Mejia, Marcus Wilson, and Joe Odom to bat this inning against Anthony DeSclafani. Mejia struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1. DeSclafani's thrown 47 pitches through two innings, and he throws a strike to Mejia. And there's action in the Sacramento bullpen now with right-hander Luis Ortiz warming up. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Yeah, the 0-2. Check swing, foul, third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Yeah, the next pitch, down and in for a ball. 1-2 the count. One, two coming, and it is hit sharply. Diving stop at first by VR. Throws to DeSclafani, covering first for the out, and one man is gone. In the third, Mejia just got robbed by David VR. Made a nice diving stop at first base. So now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson fouled out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Next, well, the first pitch to him is taken low and away for a ball. Wilson got hit by the pitch on Tuesday on his left hand. He immediately left the game. It looked like it might be bad, but it turned out. He checked out fine and is back in the lineup after just one day off. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. There, the 2-0. And it swung out and drilled to left, but directly at the left fielder, Tom, who barely has to budge, and he makes the catch. Two men out of the third. Wilson lines out to left field. And now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom lined out softly to the second baseman his first time up today. He's 0-1. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is in for a strike. 1-1. This one to the backstop. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch is yanked down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. It is a foul ball. That was close, but to the left of the foul pole. Odom trying to sneak a homer down the left field line. This ball hit standard that holds up the very end of the netting down the left field line. That's a little bit to the left of the foul pole. 2-2 now is hit solidly into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit, and more as it'll roll into the right field corner. Over to get it is Ramos. Odom will stop at second base with a double. So Joe Odom with a two-out double to right field, his ninth double of the season. And he's in scoring position now for Alex Blandino. And out to the mound is Dave Brundage, the manager of the Rivercats. He might be making a move here, and he is. He's going to make the call to the bullpen and get Luis Ortiz into the game. So DeSclafani's rehab is done today. His last time, he went three scoreless against Reno. Today, a different story. The Red Ears got to him. He was a little wild, and the Red Ears able to put some runs on the scoreboard. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Here in Tacoma, it's the bottom of the third inning. Two outs and a runner at second base. Our score is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're at the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma with a 4-1 lead over Sacramento. Runner at second with two outs. Alex Blandino at the plate. New pitcher is Luis Ortiz. And Ortiz with his pitch, and it is a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Ortiz in 16 appearances this year is 0-3 with a 6.88 ERA, 35 and a third innings. Has a tremendous strikeout-to-walk ratio, 45 strikeouts and only 5 walks. 1-0 pitch is fouled back, counts 1-1. But he's kind of hittable. He's allowed 46 hits in 35 innings, and the league is batting 305 against him. 1-1, one strike, the count. Now the pitch is fouled away. It's 1-2. So ball and two strikes. Ortiz is ready, and his pitch is swung out, hit solidly to center. Backpedaling is Duggar, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the bottom of the third inning. Rainiers do not score. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. Connor Wade on the mound for Tacoma. He'll face Jason Vossler, Michael Papirski, and Isan Diaz. And the first pitch to Vossler is in there for a strike. Now the pitch is fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league last night. There were some interesting ones last night, to say the least. Here's a pop fly to shallow center, and underneath it is the center fielder. That's Forrest Wall making the catch. Vossler's retired, one away, and now Michael Papirski will be the batter. All right, last night was a big home run night around the Pacific Coast League. The ball was flying out of ballparks all over the place, but none more so than Albuquerque, where the Isotopes beat Salt Lake last night 20-8, and Albuquerque hit 8 home runs in the game, which is a startling total. So here's one down and into Papirski. 8 homers. They came into play as one of the top home run hitting teams in the league. They had 82, and then they left the game 3 hours later with 90 homers. So here's one that misses for a ball, 1-1. Ryan Vallade hit his first 2 homers of the year for Albuquerque. Sean Bouchard went deep twice and drove in 5 runs and got called up to the big leagues today by the Rockies. So there's a bunt foul by Papirski. And then hitting one home run each. Coco Montes, his sixth of the year. The veteran catcher Carlos Perez hit his 11th. Top prospect Ellerice Montero hit his 12th. He had three hits and four runs batted in. And Brett Boswell hit his third. One ball, two strikes to Papirski. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 2-2. So eight home runs hit by the Isotopes yesterday. And they only batted in eight innings because they won at home. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Wade fans Michael Papirski, and there's the second out here at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number two for Connor Wade, who's retired five in a row and eight of the last nine to come to the plate. Now Isan Diaz is the hitter. El Paso hit four homers and beat Las Vegas 11-4. So here's one down low to Diaz. Brent Rooker homered twice for the Chihuahuas yesterday. He's up to 11. And young guys Esturi Ruiz and Eggy Ramirez homered as well. Here's a pop-up on the third base side. Padlo calling for it in fair territory, making the catch. And Diaz is out, and so are the River Cats at the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down, as Connor Wade sets down the side quickly. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Ears with a 4-1 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. Mason McCoy, Forrest Wall, and Zach Green to bat this inning. McCoy had a bunt single in the second inning. He's 1-for-1. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Yeah, the 0-1 coming, and it is swung on and hit in the air on the left side. Vossler, the third baseman, makes the catch in fair territory, and there is out number one in the bottom of the fourth. And now Forrest Wall will bat. Continuing our look at last night's games, Oklahoma City beat Reno 8-3. Michael Bush and Drew Avens homered. And Dodgers pitching prospect Ryan Pepio got the win. He's 5-0 with a 1.77 ERA for Oklahoma City, Ryan Pepio. Although the real winner in that game was the home plate umpire. There's the pitch to Wall, and it is up high for a ball. Home plate umpire Robert Nunez, working the Oklahoma City-Reno game last night, recorded four ejections. He got both teams' managers and two players. Here's a swing and a foul back by Wall. And Nunez did not eject all of these people because of one big kerfluffle. No, it was three separate, unrelated incidents. He was just heaving guys left and right. Robert Nunez, the leader right now for this week's Pacific Coast League Umpire of the Week Award. Four ejections last night in Reno. Nice work. 2-1 the count to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 2-2. After this series, the Red Ears travel to Sugar Land, Texas for their one time this season. And Sugar Land beat Round Rock last night 10-4. They're at Round Rock. Series of foul out of play. They've got a new player, Sugarland does, who the Rainiers are clearly going to have to be weary of. Third baseman Emmanuel Valdez, who hit three solo homers for Sugarland yesterday. He was just moved up from Double-A. It was his seventh Triple-A game. He's hit five homers in seven Triple-A games. Here's a bouncer up the middle, backhanded by Diaz. Throw to first in time to get the speedy Wall. Nice play by the Rivercats second baseman, Isan Diaz. Two down, and now Zach Green will bat for his first time since June 5th. He's been out with a wrist injury, but feeling better now. Yeah, and Manuel Valdez, he's a under-the-radar Astros prospect, but they're all under the radar because the Astros don't hype their minor league prospects, and so they don't get a lot of publicity. Here's a grounder foul, third base side. I mean, look at their Rookie of the Year candidate, Jeremy Pena. He got hardly any hype as a minor leaguer. And really, you didn't hear about him until late last season. And then breaks in, replaces Carlos Correa. The Astros keep it quiet with their minor league guys. So here's a pitch down low to Green. That creates less pressure. But anyway, Emmanuel Valdez at Double-A Corpus Christi was hitting .357 with 11 homers, and then he had 45 runs batted in, an OPS over 1,100, and they just moved him to AAA, and he's hit five homers in his first seven games. Here's a grounder to third, foul. 1-2 the count to Green, who entered the game for Justin Upton at the top of the third inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, a breaking ball, and Green goes down swinging, and Luis Ortiz sets down the Red Ears in order at the bottom of the fourth inning, three up, three down. We head to the fifth inning of play with the score, Tecoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tecoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tecoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento by a score of 4-1. Ka'ai Tom to lead off the fifth for the River Cats, and the pitch from Connor Wade is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Tom struck out swinging in the second inning. He is 0-1. Now the pitch is waved at and missed. There's strike two, and Wade gets ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 0-2 on its way. And it is a fastball inside. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is popped up on the third base side, down the left field line, foul and out of play. Still 1-2. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-2. Another member of last year's championship Tacoma Rainiers ended up in the big leagues today, although very briefly. Ryan Weber, the pitcher who was a starter for the Rainiers last year, and a PCL champion or AAA West champion if you prefer, but we do not prefer that. We prefer PCL champion. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and lined towards left, lining it up, Marcus Wilson, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the fifth inning. Tom lines out to left, and Bryce Johnson will be next. The Yankees called up Weber, and he pitched today in long relief, 3 2/3 innings, in a game that they ultimately won against Tampa, 2-1 on a walk-off homer by Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo. Here's one outside to Johnson. Apparently, they've already DFA'd Weber, though, after just one day, which is unfortunate. One successful day at that. 1-1 pitch is pulled to the right side and caught by Zach Green for out number two. Bryce Johnson is the second out of the inning. Two down, and now Steven Duggar will be the batter. That's 9 in a row set down by Wade. Allowed 3 hits in the first inning and 2/3, and since then he's rolling. Here's the pitch to Duggar, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch fouled off. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Duggar, and Wade has his third strikeout of the night, and it closes out the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Wade is rolling. Something about Sacramento. He throws really well against these guys. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. Jared Kelnick, Kevin Padlow, and Eric Mejia are the Red Ears 3, 4, and 5 men in the lineup, and they bat this inning against Luis Ortiz, who's been in there for an inning and a third, and his first pitch to Kelnick is up high for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick, in his return to the lineup today, 0-1, he has walked and struck out. Yeah, the 1-0 is coming from Ortiz, and it is swung on and grounded to first, fielded by Villar, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out. One away at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Mariners made a roster move today that impacts the Rainiers. They have claimed off waivers from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Third baseman Drew Ellis, who we've seen a bit of playing for Reno last year and this year. The pitch to Padlow is hit in the air towards center, and moving towards right center is Duggar, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Padlow retired, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Drew Ellis was hitting .217 for Reno, a little lower than his usual, but drawing a lot of walks and driving in runs. Four homers, 28 runs batted in for the Aces. He's also been in the majors this year with the Diamondbacks for a couple of brief stints. It's the pitch to Mejia. He is in for a strike. Apparently, Ellis is going to arrive here tomorrow. So the Rainiers with a new corner infielder, Drew Ellis. Now a swing by Mejia, and he lifts one to right. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. Eric Mejia drives one out of here to right field, pulling a fly ball that left the field a little bit to the right of the scoreboard. Eric Mejia with his eighth home run of the season. And the Red Ears make it a 5-1 lead. Breaking ball from Ortiz, and Mejia jacked it out of here. So Mejia, all smiles in the dugout, puts a run on the board. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. And the pitch to Marcus is just off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. So that was the Rainiers' 90th homer of the season. They entered play today third in the PCL in home runs. That would tie them with Albuquerque if Albuquerque doesn't hit any homers today. The odds of that are not good. Wilson drives one to right. This might be another. It is. It is back-to-back jacks. Marcus Wilson going to the opposite field, and he takes a tour of the bases like Eric Mejia did just before him. His team-leading 12th home run of the season, Marcus Wilson with an opposite field drive, and the Red Ears make it 6-1. Back-to-back jacks here in the bottom of the fifth. Fifth time this season the Rainiers have hit back-to-back home runs as the pitch to Joe Odom misses for a ball. First time in a little while, too. May 24th was the last time the Rainiers hit back-to-back homers, and Mejia was involved in that one. So now the 1-0 is popped up, and this is not a homer. In fact, it's caught by the catcher, Papirski, for the final out in the bottom of the fifth inning. But the Red Ears get two runs in the fifth on the back-to-back homers by Mejia and Wilson. They were the only two hits of the inning. No errors, no one left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tecoba 6, Sacramento 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 1. New pitcher in for the Red Ears. It is Ken Giles. The rehabbing Mariner coming back from Tommy John surgery, trying to get himself into a position where he can help out the Mariners for the second half of the season. And Giles is on in relief of Connor Wade. Wade went five innings, allowed three hits and one run, and he walked one and struck out three and really finished strongly, retiring the final 10 batters he faced in order. Here's the pitch to Elliot Ramos, and it is a swing and a miss. That is strike one. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Giles in his fifth appearance for the Red Ears. He worked a scoreless inning his last time out, which was Tuesday, as his fastball was fouled back, 93 on the gun. He retired the side in order in the seventh inning on Tuesday, getting a couple of ground outs and a flyout. Now the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Giles is ready. And his 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul. He went fastball up, hit 94 on the gun, and Ramos fouled it straight down. Still two balls, two strikes. Mariners signed Giles last year knowing that it was a two-year deal. They knew that they were going to be rehabbing him from Tommy John surgery because he was already injured before they signed him. And they signed him with the hope that he would be a contributor this year. The next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Ramos, and one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. So Elliot Ramos strikes out. And now Donovan Walton is the batter. Walton playing against the Rainiers for the first time in his life this series. Takes the pitch down and in for a ball. Since being traded, Walton has played in 16 games in the majors for San Francisco. And he's been a big extra base hit guy in the big leagues with the Giants. 1-0 pitch down and in to Adele. In 56 at-bats, he had 9 hits. Now, that's just a 161 average, but he drove in 8 runs. And get this, of his 9 hits, only one of them was a single. He had 7 doubles and a homer for San Francisco after being traded over. And now he drives one towards right center field, and this is deep. Wall on the run, but he's not going to run this one down. It goes through to the fence. Walton is at second base, and he stops there with a one-out double. Donovan Walton driving a double to deep right center field here at Cheney Stadium. And Sacramento has its first hit since the second inning. So Walton drills a double. And now David Villar is the batter. Villar has flied out twice, both times to the right fielder. One of them caught in foul ground by Mejia. And the pitch to the league's home run leader is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Pitch coming, and it's a swing and a foul, 1-1 now. 6-1 to Galba. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Rainiers have won 3 in a row and 6 out of 7 coming into this game, and so far so good tonight, but a ways to go in this one. Now here's one outside for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is low, ball 3. So 3 balls and a strike to VR. And the pitch is outside, ball 4. So VR heads down to first base. And a couple of men have reached here against Giles. Walton with the double, VR with the walk, and there's only one out, and now Jason Vossler is the batter. Vossler, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Had that base hit to drive in Sacramento's run with 2 outs in the top of the first. And Giles with the pitch. And it swung out and fouled out of play. Up the road, the Angels lead the Mariners 2-0 in the fifth inning. Mike Trout welcomed George Kirby to the big leagues and hit a two-run homer off him. That's all Kirby's allowed, though. So here's one inside for a ball to Vossler. But the Mariners are facing Ohtani tonight. And Ohtani's got the 2-0 lead in the fifth. Giles now with a 1-1 pitch on its way to Vossler. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Can you believe that tonight's game is the first time the Mariners have played the Angels this season? Game number 64 for the Mariners and their first against a division rival. They're going to play them plenty of times from here on out. 1-2 pitch, low, two balls, two strikes. The game today is the first of a five-game series with a day-night split doubleheader coming on Saturday. And when that comes around, the Mariners are probably going to call up one of the Rainiers pitchers. Now here's one inside, ball three. For doubleheaders, they're allowed to add an extra man to their roster. And most teams use a pitcher for that. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that, but it's likely that one of the Rainiers pitchers will get called up at least for that day. Well, three balls, two strikes to Vossler. Two on, one out. Giles with the pitch, and it is outside, ball four, and they're loaded up. Walton takes third, VR down to second, and Vossler heads to first. Sacramento is threatening in a big way in the top of the sixth inning, and Michael Papirski will be the next batter. Rainier's catcher Joe Odom goes to the mound to talk to Ken Giles. Well, the Rainiers with a healthy lead, 6-1, but Sacramento is positioned right now where they can get back in the game. Giles now ready to go. Papirski stands in. He's 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. He made his major league debut earlier this year, and the pitch to him is up and away for a ball 1-0. Rainiers with some bullpen activity. Left-hander Danny Young is warming up. What 0 pitch is lined into center, and that's going to get down for a hit. Fielding it on a hop is Wall. Scoring is Walton. Stopping at third is VR as the throw comes in. It's an RBI single for Papirski, and it is now Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2. And the Rivercats have the tying run in the batter's box with the bases loaded. And one of their home run hitters is at the plate. It is Isan Diaz, who has gone deep 11 times this year, including three homers in his last four games. Tonight he's been quiet, 0-for-2. Giles with the pitch, and it is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. First pitch breaking ball. Now Giles is ready, and the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1, up and away, two balls, one strike. Nowhere to put him. Two balls, one strike. VR at third, Vossler at second, and Papirski at first. And Giles with the pitch, and it is low, ball three. 3-1 to Isan Diaz. Now the 3-1 to Diaz is way outside, ball four, and that's going to force in a run. VR scores from third. Vossler takes third. Papirski to second. Isan Diaz walks to force in a run, and it is 6-3. And the bases remain loaded, and there's still only one out of this inning. And Tim Fedorovich is on his way out to the mound, and I think he's going to bring in Danny Young here. And yes, he is. So Giles is done. Tough rehab appearance for him today. Control problems. And Danny Young's going to try to clean up this situation here in the top of the sixth. We'll take a break for the pitching change. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the sixth inning. Our score, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3. But the Rivercats have the bases loaded with one out. And pinch hitter Austin Dean comes to the plate. Pitch hitting for Kai Tom to face the new lefty, Danny Young. And Young's pitch is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Young in his 16th appearance, no record, two saves, a 6.91 ERA. And he made his major league debut earlier this season. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Dean, and it's a swing and a miss. Dean's hitting .265 with 11 homers, 26 runs batted in. They had him hit for Kai Tom because of the platoon matchup. Get a right-hand hitter up there against the lefty, Danny Young. 0-2 pitch. Hang on, a balk has been called before the pitch, and scoring from third base is Vossler. Papirski takes third, and Diaz takes second, and it is a 6-4 ball game after the balk is called on Danny Young. I think it was a little hesitation there. So there's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Dean for the second out of the inning. So, two down now, and it is 6-4. The tying runners are in scoring position for Bryce Johnson. Johnson, switch hitter, bats right. He's 1-for-2 tonight. And Young's pitch is a slider over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch is swung on, fouled away. Strike two. And Young is ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Young peering in for the sign from Joe Odom. Papirski, the runner at third. Diaz at second. Two outs. The 1-2 pitch to Johnson is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider coming in towards the feet of Bryce Johnson, but he couldn't stop himself from swinging at it. And Danny Young gets out of the inning with the lead intact. But Sacramento does score three runs in the top of the sixth inning on two hits. There were no Tacoma errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. That is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 4.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up the slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, if you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. That is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 4. And a new pitcher and a new left fielder. Taylor Williams, the new pitcher, and he throws to Alex Blandino, who hits a grounder to short, and that's fielded by Walton, who throws out Blandino. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Austin Dean pinch hit for left fielder Ka'ai Tom in the top of this inning. He just stays in the game in left field, so Dean in left. And Williams, the new pitcher, is in his 19th game for Sacramento this year. He's been with them all year. No record, a 6.18 ERA. He's on in relief of Luis Ortiz, who went 2 1/3 innings, allowed two hits and two runs. No walks, one strikeout. Pitch two, McCoy is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Oh, Williams now with his next pitch. And it is taken for a strike. Williams is from Vancouver, Washington, and is a former Mariner. And a couple years ago, the Mariners traded him to the San Diego Padres for a player to be named later. So here's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. And that player to be named later turned out to be named Matt Brash, who is, of course, now in the Rainiers bullpen. Williams has since left the Padres organization as a free agent, signed with the Giants this past offseason. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to McCoy. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Mason McCoy, and two men are gone in the sixth inning. Forrest Wall now the bat. Taylor Williams is out of Camas High School. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Wall. There's strike one. Next pitch, high and away for a ball, 1-1. Williams went from Camas High School to play college baseball, and he kind of jumped around a bit. So now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss, strike two. He originally went to Washington State for his freshman year, transferred to Mount Hood Community College for his sophomore year. And then he went to Kent State in Ohio, and that's where he got drafted from. And Forrest Wall has just been called out on strikes for a pitch clock violation, and that is the final out of the inning. And Fedorovich, the Red Ears manager, wants to go talk to home plate umpire Taylor Jones. It looked like Forrest Wall was saying, hey, I called timeout. And the umpire, I guess, didn't grant it. And so the plate umpire is now explaining to Tim Fedorovich that he called a strike on Wall for a pitch clock violation. And Forrest had two strikes on him, so that was strike three. And that's one of the things that happens with these new pitch clock rules that really isn't baseball. But, you know, over time we'll get the kinks out on that. Rainiers go in order at the bottom of the sixth. The three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. And we go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 4.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Top of the order coming up for Sacramento in the top of the seventh inning. Rainiers lead 6-4. Danny Young's first pitch to Steven Duggar is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Duggar is 0-for-3 in this game. Two ground outs and a strikeout. Young with his next pitch, grounded to first. That's fielded by Zach Green, and he takes it to the base himself for the out. Two pitches, one out at the top of the seventh inning. And now I think that's going to be it for Danny Young. Tim Fedorovich on his way out to the mound again. He's got a right-hander in the bullpen, and he is indeed going to make the call to the pen. So we've got a break of the action. Danny Young ends up retiring all three batters he faces today, with a couple of strikeouts along the way. New pitcher coming in to face Ramos. We'll be back in a moment. Seventh inning, Rainiers lead 6-4.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We're in the top of the seventh inning. Rainiers leading Sacramento 6-4. One out, no one on base. Elliot Ramos coming up. The new Tacoma pitcher is Wyatt Mills. Mills appearing in his 13th game. He's 1-0 with a 2.25 ERA and 16 innings of work at the AAA level this year. And he's one of the guys who goes back and forth between Tacoma and Seattle. Second year in a row, he's been riding that shuttle. He's ready to face Elliot Ramos, and here's his pitch. And the Submariner throws a fastball that's foul tipped at the plate. It is strike one. Time for our daily look at the Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas has been the best team, and they beat Northwest Arkansas, the Royals affiliate, 5-4 last night to move five games over the 500 mark at 32-27. So there's a grounder up the middle, knocking it down. Blandino, he picks it up, throws to first offline, and safe at first base is Elliot Ramos with an infield single. So he is on with one out, and now Donovan Walton will be the batter. Mariners double-A team won last night, getting a late homer from Joe Rizzo, who's been a hot hitter. Had two home runs on Tuesday and then one yesterday, his 12th of the year. But career-wise, he may have been better off not homering last night. So now the pitch to Walton is high for a ball. Rizzo made the mistake of homering off of Seattle Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto's son, Jonah DePoto, who is a reliever for the Royals double-A team. So here's a bunt third base side foul. Rizzo took him deep yesterday, perhaps sealing many more years in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jerry might bring back the Pulaski affiliate just to send Rizzo there for homering off his son. One ball, one strike to Walton. And the pitch is taken a little bit outside for a ball, 2-1. Elsewhere on the farm, Everett is red hot. They won their ninth in a row last night. The Advanced Class A Mariners affiliate beat Tri-City 5-2. Catcher Andy Thomas had two hits, including his sixth homer of the year, and drove in three. Move to first now, and Ramos is back in. Loe Modesto has also been hot, but that ended last night. They got beat up pretty good by Lake Elsinore, 10-4. Ben Ramirez, who spent some time with the Rainiers earlier this year and contributed with the bat and the glove, had two hits for Modesto last night. Sears went outside to Walton. And Ramirez is hitting .294 with an OPS just shy of 800 for Loe Modesto. He's in his first full pro season. 3-1 pitch is blooped into shallow right. Back is Blandino on the run. He makes the catch and then gives it to Wilson, who throws to first, and it is not in time. Gave it to Mejia, the right fielder. They had a chance, it looked like, to double off the runner. This ball was hit on a flare into shallow right. Blandino went back and caught it, slid on the ground, actually lost the handle accidentally, and Mejia was there to pick it up and throw to first. And Ramos got back in. So two away, and now the pitch to VR is in there for a strike. VR is 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Dangerous hitter at the plate representing the tying run with two outs in the seventh. And now fastball is in there for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. Three, a check swing by VR. He couldn't stop himself from going around, and that is the final out at the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on base. And we go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Tacoba 6, Sacramento 4.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The seventh inning stretch here in Tacoma. The Rainiers with the lead over Sacramento. 6-4 is the score. And Taylor Williams remains on the mound for Sacramento. And Zach Green is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Green is 0-for-1 today, struck out in the fourth. Entered the game when Upton came out in the third inning. Here's a pitch in there for a strike, 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes to Zach Green, and the pitch is up and away, 1-2 the count. Williams with the 1-2 to Green. And it is swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is on its way. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third. Scooped up by Vossler, and he throws to first in time to get Green. And one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Oh boy, Mike Trout has hit another two-run homer against the Mariners tonight. Angels lead the Mariners 4-0. All of the runs in the game scoring on two-run homers by Mike Trout. Here's Jared Kelnick. He's 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. And Williams' pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 hit in the air towards left center. On the move is Duggar, and he can't get it. It's going to short hop the fence, and Kelnick will cruise into second base with a stand-up double. Jared Kelnick driving one to deep left center field for extra bases. So Kelnick, who had not played since Saturday because of a hamstring tightness, he comes through with his first hit today, and he's reached base twice in this game. Now Kevin Padlo will be the batter. Padlo settling into the batter's box now. And the pitch is taken high and away for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, swung on, grounded right to the shortstop. That's scooped up by Walton, freezes the runner at second and throws out Padlo at first base for the second out of the inning. So two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia, switch hitter, will bat left. He homered in the fifth inning. The front end of the back-to-back homers, he and Marcus Wilson connecting. And he pops up the first pitch foul on the third base side. And that's in the seats, out of play. And the 0-1 coming to Mejia. And it's down low for a ball. One pitch coming. Inside for a ball. Two-one pitch on its way, and that's fouled off. Pitch is popped up, foul, third base side, and that's going to get into the seats out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. So an even count, 2-2, with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runner at second base. And the pitch is taken down low, and Mejia has worked a full count, three balls, two strikes. Rainiers lead 6-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kelnick out at second base. Here comes the 3-2 from Taylor Williams. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. This is playable. The center fielder Duggar moves over and makes the catch. And Mejia is out and the inning is over. Rainiers get a run in the bottom of the seventh on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the eighth inning of play. It's Tecoma 6, Sacramento 4.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
We go to the eighth inning of play. The Red Ears lead Sacramento 6-4 is our score. And Tecoma has brought in a new pitcher to work the top of the eighth inning. It's right-hander Matt Cook. Cook is on in relief of Wyatt Mills. Mills went two-thirds of an inning, allowed a hit, and recorded a strikeout. So Cook comes in from the pen. Cook spelled K-O-C-H. The family pronounces it Cook. And in 14 games, he's 1-1 with two saves and a 4.61 ERA. 13 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 9 hits, has struck out 18, and walked 5. He'll face Jason Vossler, and the first pitch is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Vossler has reached base twice tonight with a single that drove in a run in the first, and he walked and scored in the sixth. Next pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. Sacramento's scored in the top of the first and had a 1-0 lead that was very short-lived. The Rainiers got 2 in the bottom of the first on a Kevin Padlo 2-run single. Here's a foul back by Vossler. And the Rainiers then added 2 more runs in the second inning with 2 bunt singles, a throwing error, and a sac fly. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So the Rainiers were ahead 4-1 after 2. Connor Wade started for the Rainiers, and after allowing 3 hits in the first 2 innings, boy, did he settle down. Ended up retiring 10 straight batters to finish his outing, and he went 5 innings, allowing only 1 run. So here's one up and away to Vossler. Rainier scored 2 more runs in the 5th inning when Eric Mejia and Marcus Wilson connected for back-to-back home runs. So the 3-2 pitch is grounded foul on the third base side. So the Rainiers were ahead 6-1 after 5. Looked like they might cruise to victory, but Sacramento scored 3 times in the top of the 6th inning. Walks a factor. Papirski had an RBI single, and there was a bases loaded walk as the 3-2 pitch is hit in the air to right. Mejia's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the 8th. So the Red Ears have held this 6-4 lead since the 6th inning. We are now in the 8th. Michael Papirski now the batter. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, fastball called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now Cook with a 1-1 pitch, and it is bunted foul, third base side. 1-2. Cook out ahead of the count. He's into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. That struck well. Mejia's back at the track. He jumps and makes the catch. No, it's gone. It just did get out of here. I thought Mejia had it, but it got out of here. A solo homer for Michael Papirski, and we've got a 1-run ball game here in the 8th inning. Papirski's fly ball just did clear the right field fence. Mejia went back on this ball to the track. He thought he had a chance to make a play on it, and he was at the wall, and he jumped up, and it just did get over the top of the fence. Papirski with his 3rd home run of the season, 2nd as a member of the River Cats, and it is now 6-5, and the pitch to Isan Diaz is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. So Papirski hits Sacramento's first home run of this series. Now a pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. Diaz is 0-2 with a bases loaded walk that drove in a run in the 6th. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back there, strike 2. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded left side, and threw into left field, a base hit for Diaz. And he is on with one out. And now Austin Dean is the batter. Dean struck out swinging as a pinch hitter in the sixth. 0 for 1 today. And the pitch from Cook is over for a called strike. 0 and 1 the count. Now Cook is ready, and the next pitch is down low for a ball. So 1 and 1 the count to Austin Dean. Now the 1-1 down low and away. Two balls, one strike. Green holding the runner on at first. Diaz with a modest lead, and the 2-1 pitch is swung on and popped up in the air on the right side. Blandino drifting into the outfield, makes the catch, and that is out number two in the top of the eighth inning. Dean pops up, and now Bryce Johnson will be the batter. Johnson's 1 for 3 with a single in this game. Came back in the second inning. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed against Matt Cook. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is waved at and missed. So no balls, two strikes. Cook trying to close out the top of the eighth. His pitch to Johnson is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. And that takes care of Sacramento at the top of the eighth. But the Rivercats draw a little closer, getting a run on the Papirski homer. There were two hits in the inning and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Sacramento 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento 6-5 is our score. And The River Cats bring in a new pitcher. It is Joey Marciano. Marciano on in relief of Taylor Williams, who gave him two scoreless innings, allowing one hit, no walks, one strikeout. So Marciano in from the pen. He's 3-0 with a 2.45 ERA in 22 appearances, has three saves. Marcus Wilson, Joe Odom, and Alex Blandino will bat this inning. Rainiers would love to add an insurance run or two. Marciano is ready, and here's the pitch to Wilson, and it is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. And looks like he crossed up his catcher. Papirski immediately goes to the mound to go talk to Marciano, make sure they're all squared away. Papirski looked like he was looking for a fastball high, and instead he got that thing down in the dirt. So 1-0 the count to Wilson. Marciano's ready, and the pitch, and it is down low with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Wilson hit that homer on the back end of the back-to-back homers in the fifth inning. And he's now hit a homer in four of his last five games that he's played in. So now the 2-0 to Wilson is a swing and a miss. And in the game that he didn't hit a homer in, he only batted two times. That was on Tuesday. The second time he hit in that game, he got struck by a pitch on his left hand and had to leave the game with the injury. He missed yesterday's game too, but back in here today, and it's 1-for-3 with a homer. 2-1 pitch is breaking ball over for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. No, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Wilson has struck out, one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Joe Odom will be the next batter. Odom's 1-for-3 with a double tonight. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Tomorrow night's game will be at 7:05. It is fireworks night here at Cheney Stadium. The River Cats are going to start left-hand pitcher and Manuel De Jesus. As here's one up and away to Odom. The Rainier starter is listed as good old TBD, to be determined. Ambidextrous, throws both left and right. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Odom, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Odom. And the pitch from Marciano is down in the dirt, 2-2. In the Rainiers bullpen, Matt Brash is warming up, and Sacramento is going to have the top of their order ready to hit in the ninth. Brash got his first save as a Rainier here two nights ago, and looks like he's going to get another save opportunity tonight. 2-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball was in the dirt, so Sacramento has to throw to first for the putout, and it was a close play because VR was late covering the bag, but he got there eventually, and the out is recorded. So it'll go in the books as a strikeout, 2-3 on the putout. two down in the bottom of the eighth inning, and now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Now the next pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-2. Marciano's got a chance to strike out the side. Now the pitch, fouled away by Blandino. Still no balls, two strikes. Mariners have scored. J.P. Crawford with an RBI double in the eighth. Make it 4-1. Now the pitch to Blandino misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is up and away. 2-2 to Blandino. Now foul at the plate. Still 2-2 to Blandino. Two outs, no one on, bottom of the eighth inning. Joey Marciano is ready. Here's his pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Full count. Three balls, two strikes, and the payoff pitch is swung on and lined into left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And fielding it on one hop is Dean, and it's a two-out single for Alex Blandino. Right here is after their ninth hit of the game. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy's 1-for-3 with a bunt single so far. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. Now the 0-1 is up and away and off the mitt of Papirski, and the ball bounces towards the first base dugout, and taking second base is Blandino on what I think will be a pass ball. And that puts the runner in scoring position. One ball, one strike to McCoy. The Rainiers could get a big insurance run with a two-out hit here from McCoy. 1-1 from Marciano is swung on, and that's driven towards left center field in the gap, and racing over and making the catch is the left fielder Austin Dean for the final out at the bottom of the eighth. Solid contact from Mason McCoy, but the ball is caught, and the Rainiers do not score in the bottom of the eighth. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the ninth inning. We'll see if Matt Brash could protect a one-run lead. It's Tecoba 6, Sacramento 5.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. Tacoma with a 6-5 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. And the Red Ears bring in the hard-throwing right-hander Matt Brash to work the ninth. See if he can nail down the save. He did it on Tuesday in the series opener. He had a 2-run lead in that game. It was 3-1 when he came in for the ninth. And in that game, he allowed a leadoff base hit, but then quickly took care of business, retiring the next three hitters, striking out two of them. We'll see what happens here today. Steven Duggar, Elliot Ramos, and Donovan Walton, the scheduled batters for the River Cats. Brash is the sixth Tacoma pitcher used today. Matt Cook, previous pitcher, went one inning, allowed two hits and one run, no walks, one strikeout. Pitch to Duggar is a swing and a miss at a fastball there, strike one. The River Cats designated hitter is 0 for 4 tonight with three ground outs and a strikeout. Next pitch for Brash is a fastball called a strike on the outside edge. 97 on the radar gun. 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a breaking ball called strike three, just filthy. And down goes Duggar on three pitches. One away in the ninth. Tremendous movement on this breaking ball from Brash, and Duggar could just watch it go by. One away. And now Elliot Ramos is the hitter. And the pitch is a breaking ball. Slider outside, ball one. Ramos is 2 for 4 tonight. Doubled and scored in the first inning. Young right-hand hitter. Brash's pitch is swung on and fouled away. Another slider. And the count is even now. One ball, one strike. Red Ears have won the first two games of this series, trying to make it 3 in a row. Brash into his windup, and the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1, and it is ball three, a fastball at 98 on the gun. 3-1 the count. Brash into his motion, and the young righty's pitch is a swing and a foul back. Count is full now, 3-2. Brash rubs up the new baseball. Ramos is ready to hit. Here we go, the 3-2 pitch is on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a heater, and down goes Elliot Ramos, and there are two away. in the top of the ninth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brash as he got Duggar and Ramos. And now the former Rainier, Donovan Walton, is the hitter. Walton is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. He's also walked. The pitch is taken outside. A fastball, ball one. 99 on the gun. 1-0 the count to Walton. And now Brash with a 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left, down the line. Over goes Wilson, and it's a foul ball out of play. Lands in the party decks. Just a foul ball. One ball, one strike now to Donovan Walton. Rainiers. An out away from victory. Brash with a 1-1 pitch, and it is a called strike with a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Rainiers clinging to a one-run lead in the ninth. Two outs, no one on. One ball, two strikes to Donovan Walton. Now Brash into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit to the left side, fielded by Padlo. He throws to first, in time for the out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners tonight. 6-5, the final score, and the Rainiers continue to play winning baseball on this homestand. They have now won the first three games of the Sacramento series after taking 2 out of 3 from Round Rock. So they're 5-1 on this homestand. And overall, the Rainiers have won 4 in a row and 7 of the last 8 games now that they have won this one. And the Rainiers look to keep it going tomorrow night at 7:05. On Friday night, fireworks night here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers win 6-5 is the final score. We will recap tonight's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers win. They defeat Sacramento 6-5, and Tacoma has won 4 straight games and 7 of the last 8 overall. This team's hot, really, for the first time this season in an extended stretch like this, as the Rainiers got kind of buried in the standings early on this season, but that's changing. The Rainiers have now pulled within 10 games of 500. Might not sound impressive, but it was a lot worse And the Red Deers now 26-36 on the year. And the Red Deers are no longer in last place. They have surged past Sacramento, now 2.5 games ahead of the River Cats, who are in the cellar. Sacramento did not score until the eighth inning in either of the first two games of this series, but today the River Cats did get on the board in the first against Connor Wade. Elliot Ramos grounded an opposite field double with one out, and he scored on a two-out single off the bat of Jason Vossler, and Sacramento was ahead 1-0. In the bottom of the first, though, the Red Deers immediately responded and took the lead. And not only did they take the lead in the first, they took the lead for good. They never gave it up. They got two in the bottom of the first against the rehabbing major leaguer Anthony DeSclafani. Forrest Wall led off by reaching on an infield single, and he stole second base. Justin Upton drew a walk. Jared Kelnick drew a walk. The bases were loaded with nobody out. Kevin Padlow then connected with a sharp two-run single to left field, scoring Wall and Upton, and the Red Deers were ahead 2-1 in the bottom of the first inning. DeSclafani then showed some veteran moxie and got out of that inning without allowing any more runs. But the Red Deers got to him in the second for a little more. Alex Blandino drew a leadoff walk. Mason McCoy pushed a bunt on the first base side and beat it out for a hit, putting runners at first and second. Then Forrest Wall said, well, I'm going to bunt too. And he bunted on the third base side, and DeSclafani fielded it and had no chance to get Wall. Should have just held onto the ball, but he tried to throw him out and ended up throwing wildly down the first baseline for a error, and it enabled Blandino to score. McCoy went to third and Wall went to second, and the Red Deers were ahead 3-1. Justin Upton followed with a sacrifice fly, bringing in McCoy to make it 4-1. Upton left the game after that, and looks like the Mariners are going to, well, it appears to be decision time for the Seattle Mariners on what they're going to do with Upton. I think he came out of the game early because of that. So Red Deers had a 4-1 lead after two innings. Then they watched Connor Wade just kind of get into a groove, and Wade set down the side in order in the third, fourth and fifth innings, ended up retiring 10 consecutive batters. We went to the bottom of the fifth. It was still 4-1 Tacoma. Luis Ortiz now on the mound for Sacramento. He had pitched two scoreless innings, but with two outs in the fifth, Eric Mejia lofted a home run to right field, his eighth of the year, to make it 5-1. And then the very next batter, Marcus Wilson, made it back-to-back jacks when he homered to the opposite field, his team-leading 12th of the season, and the Red Deers were ahead 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. While the Red Deers would not coast to victory this time around, Sacramento had some fight. Ken Giles came in the sixth inning rehabbing, and he struck out the first batter, Elliot Ramos, but then Donovan Walton doubled to right center. And then Giles lost his control. He walked David Villar. He walked Jason Vossler to load the bases. Michael Papirski singled to center to bring in a run and make it 6-2. And then Isan Diaz walked, forcing in a run to make it 6-3. And the bases were loaded with only one out. That was it for Giles. The Red Deers brought in Danny Young. He committed a balk to allow Vossler to score from third base and make it 6-4. But Young shook that off and struck out the pinch hitter Austin Dean and Bryce Johnson back-to-back, ending the top of the sixth inning. And it was 6-4 at that point. Red Deers didn't score the rest of the way, and they did pitch a scoreless seventh, Young getting the first out and Wyatt Mills the second and third outs to end the seventh. In the eighth, Matt Cook was brought in from the pen. And with one out, Michael Papirski homered to right field, a ball that barely cleared the wall, his third of the year. That made it 6-5, and we had ourselves a one-run game. And then Isan Diaz singled to left, and suddenly Sacramento had the tying runner on base again. But Cook got Dean to pop up, but he struck out Bryce Johnson, ending the top of the eighth. So they turned it over to Matt Brash for the ninth, and that was fun. He struck out Steven Duggar. He struck out Elliot Ramos, and he got Donovan Walton on a bouncer to third base. And the Red Deers were winners today, 6-5, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, left 6 on base. Sacramento scored 5 runs on 8 hits, made 1 error, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Connor Wade. He's 2-2. Brash the save, his second. And Anthony DeSclafani, the loss. He is 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 41 minutes. The attendance, 3,408. With the win, the Red Ears are now 26-36 on the season. And the Rivercats fall to 24-39. These two teams play again tomorrow night at 7:05, and we'll be on the air at 6:55 with the pregame show. Sacramento is starting a left-hander, and Manuel De Jesus, who looked good facing the Rainiers earlier this season in Sacramento. The Rainier starter is to be determined. I'm sure the coaches are figuring it out right now, but we'll know tomorrow, of course, by the time the game starts. But right now, we don't know who's going for the Rainiers tomorrow. Right here's that win this one. 6-5 is the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right now, right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Rainiers win it 6-5, the final score tonight at Cheney Stadium. Let's take a look now at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Well, the Mariners are going to the bottom of the ninth inning up north, trailing the Angels 4-1. If we want to be more accurate, they are trailing Mike Trout 4-1. Trout has hit two-run homers, and that's why the Angels have the lead. Also, they had Shohei Ohtani pitching today, and Ohtani really threw well and left the game without allowing any runs. The Mariners got a run against the Angels' bullpen. J.P. Crawford, an RBI double. But they're going to the ninth down by 3-4-1. Finals of the American League today on kind of a light schedule in the majors. A's beat the Red Sox today 4-3 behind the pitching of Paul Blackburn, who has been a very pleasant surprise for Oakland this year. He allowed 1 run in 5 1/3 innings, got the win. He is 6-2. Christian Betancourt hit a 2-run single for the A's. They get the win at Boston. Baltimore hammered Toronto 10-2 up north of the border as the Orioles' Tyler Wells went 6 innings and allowed 1 run to get the win. Cedric Mullins had 3 hits, and Austin Hayes hit his 9th homer of the year for the Orioles. The Yankees are, well, they're the best team in the majors this year, it's pretty clear. And they beat Tampa today 2-1 on a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth inning from Anthony Rizzo, his 16th of the year, snapped a 1-1 tie, hit it off former Rainier Sean Armstrong for the Rays, and the Yankees sweep that series, and they have won 14 straight home games. It's their longest home win streak since 1961, when they won 15 consecutive home games at Yankee Stadium. Texas Rangers defeat Detroit in Detroit 3-1 as the lefty Martin Perez continues his outstanding season, allowing just 1 run in 7 innings. But he left the game trailing 1-0. It was 1-0 Detroit in the ninth, and Texas loaded the bases with 2 outs, and their rookie just recently called up from Triple-A Round Rock, Ezekiel Duran, hit a bases-loaded triple, bringing in 3 runs, and the Rangers won the game. 3-1 was the final score. There was one interleague game today. Cleveland defeats the Rockies at Coors Field 4-2 behind the pitching of Tristan McKenzie, who allowed one run in 6 innings, got his 4th win. The Indians have been hot. They're not the Indians. The Guardians. The Guardians have been hot. They won their fourth in a row and have won 13 of their last 16 games. And Cleveland's five games over 500 now. In the National League, only three games today. Padres beat the Cubs at Wrigley 6-4. Joe Musgrove allowed two runs over seven innings. He is 8-0 with a 1.59 ERA this year for the Padres and is in the Cy Young conversation, if you can have that conversation in the middle of June, as the Padres are 17 games over 500 after beating up the Cubs this week. Phillies hammered the Nationals 10-1 in D.C. Kyle Schwarber went deep twice, giving him 18 home runs on the season. Zach Wheeler allowed one run in seven innings to get the win, his sixth of the season. The Phillies are 11-2 under their new manager since they fired Joe Girardi and made Rob Thompson the manager. 11-2 under the new skipper. I think that managerial change worked out for them. Mets beat the Brewers 5-4 in New York. Mark Canha with a two-run home run. The Brewers' woes continue. They have lost 10 of their last 12 games. Still five games over 500 on the year, but dropping 10 out of 12 has really put a dent in their record. That's it. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Raiders beat Sacramento 6-5. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers win. They beat Sacramento 6-5. The final score here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers hanging on in this one. They had a 6-1 lead and hung on. And get the win, their fourth in a row. Matt Brash came in with a one-run lead of the ninth inning, facing the top of the Sacramento lineup, and retired the side in order with two strikeouts. His second save as a Rainier. He also got the save, his first one on Tuesday, as he has just been shifted into this closer role. They were using him more on a schedule earlier, but he's now pitched in back-to-back games once, and now he's been used as a closer for a couple of games here. And his control has been better these last few outings. No walks, getting ahead of hitters, and starting to look like Brash may be ready to see how it goes at the next level here in the near future in his new role as a reliever, as he has really been impressive in recent performances and those bouts of wildness. And the couple of home runs he allowed 2 weeks ago, that's all in the past now, as Brash has been rolling in his recent outings and is, I think, probably looking like he's ready to give it a whirl in the big leagues as a major league reliever. They tried him as a starter earlier on, sent him here to learn how to pitch in relief, and he's progressing well. So we'll see what the Mariners decide to do. If they lose again tonight, well, they did. They just did lose again tonight. So they might be shaking some things up here roster-wise in the next day or two. We'll see what happens. Scores from the Pacific Coast League. The Rainiers' next opponent, Sugar Land, is hot. They won again. They beat Round Rock 4-3, beat them in the ninth inning. The Rainiers know all about beating Round Rock in the ninth inning, and Sugar Land got to enjoy the same experience today as they win at 4-3. Albuquerque defeats Salt Lake 8-6 after hitting eight home runs yesterday. The Isotopes hit one home run today. That's all right, though. They won the game. Oklahoma City outslugged Reno 12-8 in Reno, despite two homers by Stone Garrett for Reno, who hit number 16 and 17. So he passed Sacramento's David Villar for the league lead. He's now the league leader with the 17 bombs. And then Vegas leads El Paso 10-4 in the seventh inning, and they have it listed as a suspended game. Not sure what happened there. I'll have to do some research on this. But if it just started raining in the bottom of the seventh inning, a Texas monsoon, which happens sometimes in the summer, that game wouldn't be suspended. It would just be called. The Vegas would win it 10-4, but they have suspended it in the seventh inning. So I wonder if there was something like a power outage or something like that that happened there in downtown in El Paso and caused them to have to halt the game. I'll do some digging around. I'll find out. We'll tell you all about it during tomorrow's broadcast, which will begin at 6:55 with the pregame show and first pitch at 7:05. And Tacoma's starter is to be determined, and Sacramento has listed left-hander Emmanuel DeJesus, who is 1-1 with a 4.59 ERA in 12 starts this year. He is in the top 10 in the league in strikeouts. For some reason, in 12 starts, he has only two decisions. That's kind of amazing. But anyway, he did throw well against the Rainiers earlier this year in Sacramento, and the Rainiers will get their second shot at him tomorrow night at 7:05. And tomorrow is Friday Night Fireworks. There will be fireworks after the game. So, yeah, stick around for that. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 5. Have a great night.